我们再唱一首诗歌215首大本的。
Let's sing another hymn 215. Let's stand to sing.
我真快乐，原因就是这样，耶稣把我弄得全都爱。And if we truly have the unloaded burdens, how come we still look worried?
我们这次敞开你的心啊。
Please open your heart.
口开心就开。
Open your mouth wide and your heart will open wide.
特别坐在后面的。
Especially those who sit at the back.
我们常常都不喜欢开口啊。
And so often we keep our mouth shut.
口开心就开。
But remember, open your mouth and your heart will follow.
最后再来一位。
Once again.
来。
我真快乐，原因就是这样，耶稣把我弄得天都看，我心歌唱，天天都歌唱，耶稣把我弄得天都看，老天我心充满罪恶与重担，耶稣主你我总在是我心安，我真快乐，原因就是这样，耶稣把我弄得天都看。
One more time.
我真快乐，原因就是这样，耶稣把我弄得天都看。我心中藏，天天都歌唱，耶稣把我弄得天都看。兄弟，我的梦在你的心中藏，耶稣你我都在心中。
If we sing till we don't want to stop, then that is right.
唱到看到后面有人都跳起来了，感谢主啊。
We see some people are even leaping at the back. Thanks the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你永远是我们喜乐的原因。
Because you are the reason of our joy.
当我们一看见你的时候，我们的心就欢喜。
And when we look at you, our hearts rejoice indeed.
当我们一瞻仰你的容颜，我们就立刻得到了自由。
When we behold your countenance, immediately we are set free.
因为你是那位天天背负我们重担的主。
Because you are the Lord who bears our burden away.
早上万民都要归你。
And this morning, all people will be given unto you.
是的，我们要登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
Yes, we will climb the mountain of the Lord and to scale the temple of Jacob.
我们要欢喜快乐地来朝见你。
And we want to come before you with joy.
我们要带着虔诚敬畏的心来敬拜你。
And with a heart of reverence and fear, we want to worship you.
我们一起坐在你的脚前，等候你来对我们说话。
And we want to come sit at your feet to wait for you to speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
今天是我们这一个系列最后的一讲。
And today is the ending session of this series.
我们讲了 第十二个题目讲到归回重建与复兴。
And this is the 12 times that we talked about return, rebuild, and revive.
我们跟过去一样，我们结束在第三批归回的领袖上。
And just like in the past, then we want to end at the third group of leaders who is returning.
把他给神家所带来的最后的复兴。
And the great revival that they have brought to the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常需要在这里用圣经的榜样摆在我们的面前。
And so often we must set the examples from the Bible before us.
因为神在我们中间赐福给我们，和他在我们中间工作的程度，绝对受到器皿的影响。
And because the blessings of the Lord and then the measures of the vessels is in proportion.
所有被神重用的器皿，他们没有天生丽质的这件事情。
And the people who are heavily used by the Lord are not necessarily comes with great talents.
他们都跟我们一样，生在最终，长在最终的人。
But they are just people like us who is born in sin and grow up in sin.
而是有一天神遇见了他，神改变了他。
But then one day the Lord had come to meet them and the Lord transformed them.
而是有一天神的旨意抓住了他们，他们把自己奉献出来。
And we know the purpose of the Lord had laid hold of them, then they yield themselves completely to Him.
弟兄姊妹，神祝福一个教会或者祝福一个世代，决定跟那个世代的器皿发生关系。
And brothers and sisters, we know that if the Lord is to bless the people and bless the generation, then everyone must be involved.
从大的来说，整个世代蒙的祝福的程度跟器皿的 quality 发生了关系。
And if we look at it in a big scale, we know that the blessings of the Lord is according to the measures of the vessel.
从小的范围来说，
but to a smaller scale,
一个家庭或一个个人，他蒙恩的程度决定跟这个器皿发生关系。
And a person or a family, the measure of his blessings is according to their capacity.
我最近拿起一本书来看了。
And recently, I picked up a book to read.
虽然从前看过，这次再看的时候，里面受到好多的提醒。
And though I have seen it before, but then once again, and I'm reminded of its content.
那个 Brother R.A. Torrey, 道瑞弟兄，他在这里讲到穆迪被神重用的七个原因。
And Brother Torrey talked about how Brother Moody was heavily used by the Lord, and he stated seven reasons.
神为什么会用这样子的一个器皿？
And how come God could use such a vessel?
他年轻的时候真的是泛泛之辈。
And because when he was young and he was so proud of himself.
他对主也没有什么渴慕。
And he did not have a desire for the Lord.
他在一个鞋店里面做售鞋员 or salesman, 也没什么出息。
And he was actually quite normal and then he was just a shoe salesman.
但是弟兄姊妹，当神得着他的时候，大西洋两岸多少的人因着他而得到了祝福。在他的周围，神兴起了这么多的同工，跟他们一起祝福了那个世代。Campbell Morgan、莫安德烈都是他的同工。
Campbell Morgan and Andrew Murray, they were all his poor.
弟兄姊妹，因此我们当时今天要来讲尼希米的时候。
And so therefore, today when we want to talk about Nehemiah,
我希望没有一个弟兄姊妹觉得这篇信息跟我自己没有关系。
And I feel that none of us will feel indifferent about this message.
弟兄姊妹，跟我们发生了太大的关系。
Oh, brothers and sisters, let us be reminded that it is closely related to us.
今天时间非常的短暂。
And today the time is again limited.
我不仅仅要讲尼希米，我还要讲他最后带下来的复兴。
Not only I want to talk about Nehemiah, I also want to talk about the revival that he ushered in.
所以我们只能够少数的读几节他的圣关于他的记载。
And therefore we only can selectively read.A few verses.
弟兄姊妹回家一定要好好读啊。
But I ask you to read through the Nehemiah.
我们请翻到尼希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter
1. 为了时间的关系我来读。
And I'll read for you.
第一章从第二节到第四节。
Verses 2 to 4.
那时，对不起。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我听见这话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷。
I was fasting. Verse 11.
主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。有一个翻译讲到说，在王面前蒙恩，听见是翻译作让我在这个人的面前蒙恩。
And another translation for the verse that I'm blessed before the king.And that's talked about, I am blessed before this person.
我们请看第二章第四节。
And chapter 2, verse 4.
王问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神，我对王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。那时王后坐在王的旁边，王问我说，你要去多少日子，几时回来？我就定了日期。于是王喜欢差遣我去。我又对王说，王若喜欢，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过直到犹大，又赐诏书通知广里王园林的亚萨，使他给我木料做属殿银楼之门的横梁和城墙，与我自己房屋使用。王就允准我，因我的神施恩的手帮助我。十二节，上次我们读过了啊。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，然后底下说到他在夜间跟他的同工查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
And he reported for us how he went with his co-workers to examine the conditions of the destructions of the walls.
他对神家的情形有第一手的了解。
And so that he may have a first-hand knowledge of the condition of God's house.
十七节到十八节。
Verses 17 through 18.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭遇的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。我们请翻到第四章。
And chapter four.
我们上次也读过十六节开始。
Begin with verse 16,
一直到23节
to 23,
说到他们一手做工，一手带着兵器，警醒的在这里从事建造。
And talk about how the people of Israel were alert, working, with one hand working and one hand holding their weapons, carefully building up the walls.
另外在21节也告诉我们，他们做工是从天亮直到星宿出现。
And verse 21 talks about how they work through from daybreak until the stars appear.
说到他们那样子的殷勤全力以赴。
And how diligently they have worked together with all their might.
第六章
Chapter 6
第一节
Verse 1.
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处。说到他们这个的重建是这样子的完整，这样子的没有破隙。
And talks about that there is no longer any breaks that can be found in the wall and how perfect the work that they have done.
15节、16节。
Verses 15 and 16.
以路月25日，城墙修完了，共修了52天。我们一切仇敌视为的外邦人听见了，并惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工完成是出于我们的神。好，我们请翻到最后第13章。
And then we'll turn to the last chapter, 13.
那十三章我们等一下会引用它里面发生的一些事，但是我们没有时间去读。
And we may talk about the things that happened there, but we don't have time to read it all.
我们只读最后结束的三十节、三十一节。
We only read the last ending verses, 30 and 31.
这样我洁净他们，使他们离绝一切外邦人，派定祭司和利未人的班次，使他们各尽其职。我又派百姓按尽其献财和出手的土产。我的神啊，求你纪念我，施恩于我。好，我们今天很总结的把尼希米身上他几个特点 被神使用的原因交通在弟兄姊妹的面前。
We want to sum up for you how Nehemiah was selected and used by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，人被神用，虽然有神主宰的权柄和恩典。
And we know for any man to be used by the Lord, the sovereign the Lord has the will over him.
但是也决定跟这个器皿他本身是否愿意把自己献上，他在主的面前向神的态度发生关系。
But then another factor about the effectiveness of God's usage on such vessel is that if the person is willing to yield his all to the Lord.
神每一次要做大事的时候，
Whenever the Lord is about to begin a good work,
或者每一次神要施恩要赐福的时候，
or whenever the Lord desires to bless and to give to the people,
神一定先要得到一个对的器皿。
And we know that the Lord must obtain a right vessel.
所以当神要带领百姓从埃及的手中被释放出来的时候，
So when the Lord has desired to set the people of Israel free from Egypt,
神必须得到摩西。
And we know that the Lord has first to obtain Moses.
神花了这么多的年日在这里预备摩西。
And he spent a lot of time, a long time to prepare Moses.
而当神的百姓进了迦南，神要在那里建立一个属神的国度。
And when the people of Israel are about to enter into Canaan for the Lord to rebuild the kingdom there,
让他的王权可以通行在这个国家里面。
And so that the kingship of the Lord can be prevailing through this kingdom.
所以神在这里预备了大卫。
So that the Lord prepared David.
当神的百姓失败荒凉的时候，
But when the people of Israel failed and gone to destruction,
每一次神要复兴他们，要重新赐福给他们，
And whenever the Lord wants to raise his people up again and to bless them anew,
神就兴起了先知或是合他心意的君王。
The Lord must raise up prophets or those kings that is after his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以一字一路地讲下去。
And we can cite many examples from the Bible.
他们虽然跟我们一样是有一样性情的人，
Although they share the same nature with us,
但是弟兄姊妹，因着神拣选了他们，
but because of God's selection,
也因着这些人甘心地把自己奉献在神的手，
and also because these people are willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，奇妙的事情就发生了。
Then we know marvelous things happen.
而荣耀的祝福就临到神百姓中间。
The glorious blessing could come to the people of God.
我说过，从大的来看，跟国家跟世代发生关系。
And we know in a big scale, it is the same principle for the kingdom, for the world.
从小的规模来看，跟你我的家庭，跟你我这个人都是一样的原则。
But if we look at a smaller scale at our own selves or our family, it's the same principle.
我们在求神祝福我们家之前，我们先要让神在我们家中得到他当得的地位。
And we know if we want to ask the Lord to bless our family, we must first yield the first place of our family to the Lord.
我们要求神祝福我们一生能够行在神的面前，我们需要先把自己献给神。
And if we have desire to ask the Lord to bless all the days of our life, then come and consecrate yourselves to Him.
弟兄姊妹，在利希米的身上，我们第一件事情看见他是一个关心神家，以神家兴旺为己任的人。
And in this person Nehemiah, we know that he is so different because he cares for the house of the Lord and he labors with all his might for it.
亚当的后代身上都有一个特点，就是以自己为中心。
We know that the mark of Adam's descendants is always self-centeredness.
中国人为了免得良心不安，干脆说了一句话，人不爱己，天诛地灭。
And the Chinese people try to calm their own conscience and they say, if one does not love himself, then even the heavens and earth will damn it.
从此以后可以自私有理。
And so from then on, then they try to be, they will be selfish with a righteous attitude.
但是弟兄姊妹，你发现每一次神要祝福人，
But then you find out that whenever God's desire to bless people,
神一定要得到器皿，要从自我中心转到以神为中心。
God must obtain the vessels that are so self-centered and to be God-centered.
从自私自爱转到他能够去爱别人。
And from the selfishness to their love for others.
弟兄姊妹，利希米就是这样子的一个人。
And because Nehemiah was such example.
弟兄姊妹，他明明生在长在皇宫里面。
And actually he was born in the palace.
他是做王的酒镇。
And he was the cupbearer of a king.
弟兄姊妹，王天天都喝酒的。
And we know that the king will celebrate every day with drinks.
你说谁敢把喝酒的事情交给一个俘虏来做？
And who dares to put this heavy responsibility to his own slave?
弟兄姊妹，说到利希米这个人这样子得到王的信任。
But then Nehemiah is so trustworthy by this king.
我可以交给你去帮我盖王宫。
And he dared to entrust him to build up the palace.
我可以派你做大使出去代表我。
And I could send him out to be ambassador for me.
但是我要叫你每一天你交给我的东西我能够安心的喝下去，我要对你有信任的。
But if I trust you enough to take a drink from you every day, I must trust you very much.
这个人居然是从以色列俘虏来的，当俘虏的，当他的酒政。
But then this person, Nehemiah, he was a captive from the people of Israel, and now my cupbearer.
弟兄姊妹，你说到他在王的面前何等的蒙恩，何等的得到信任。
Then we know that how he was blessed and trusted by this king.
但弟兄姊妹，这个人在王宫里面，可是他的心却在神的身上。在神家身上。
But marvelously, although we see him living in the palace, but then his heart is not on the king, but on the God.
弟兄姊妹，太多的时候，我们这个人不能处丰富。
And so often we cannot afford to live too luxuriously.
神多给我们一点钱，神让我们被 promote 当官了，我们这个人就被破坏了。
And when the Lord gives us a little more money or promoted us, then we feel so different.
我们前途发达一点，我们可能就忘了神。
And when we prosper a little more, then we forget about our God.
弟兄姊妹，尼希米长在皇宫里面，他活在王的面前，可是他的心却在神的家中。
But then Nehemiah living in the palace, and then but then his heart is for the God.
当他一听见耶路撒冷遭大难，百姓受凌辱的时候，他的心就在主的面前痛苦。
And when he hears that Israel is suffering and the people are destructed, and his heart come before the Lord and weep bitterly.
他在主的面前禁食祷告。
And he even fasted before the Lord to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我哥哥这两年来跟我们同工退休会里面提到林道亮院长曾经说过，我们。这个神家兴亡怎么样？舍我其谁
？And we know this famous saying by many preachers that the rise and fall of God's house bears on me.
这个不是骄傲。
And that is not a pride.
这是一个责任，这是一个使命感。
But the understanding of a responsibility and the one with a sense of vocation.
我们每一个人都跟神家的复兴跟衰亡发生了直接的关系。
For everyone must bear the responsibility in the house of God.
亚干一个人偷偷犯罪，让约书亚的大军受到失败。
And Achan, and when he sinned secretly, but then he caused the whole host of the Lord failed.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前顺服的时候，神家因着我们得到祝福。
But if any one of us learn to obey, then the house of the Lord will be blessed by us.
所以主耶稣为我们祷告的时候，他没有求神叫我们离开这个世界。
And so therefore, when the Lord Jesus prayed for us, and he said, I would not take them away from this world.
神没有叫我们当修道士到深山里面去隐居起来。
Or he would not send us to the mountain deep there to be like a monk.
神让我们在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。
But the Lord's heart for us is that though we are in the world, we are not of the world.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的心意。
And because that is the heart of the Lord for everyone.
那40年前，在这个我看到一个统计是40年前的一个统计资料。
And I have one study in statistics about 30 years ago.
他说到这个共产党员他们做过调查，92%的。共产党员，他们对他们共产主义有使命感。
And the country did a survey on the communist officials, and they talked about 40% of them has the 92% has the sense of commission.
而就在同一个时候，对基督徒做调查，只有8%的人对他们所信仰的有使命感。
So at that same time, 40 years ago, only 8% of Christians.Has the sense of missions in their faith.
我不知道到今天做统计数字的时候会怎样。
And I do not know if the same survey is done among us. What is the percentage?
弟兄姊妹，我们要带着一个尊贵的思想在我们的里面。
But then we must come to receive this noble concept.
是神把我们放在这个地上。
And because the Lord has placed us here,
要让我们成为他旨意的通行者。
And he wants to execute his will over us,
要成为他祝福的一个管道。
So that we may be channels of his blessing.
因为姊妹，我们每一个人都要用这个责任作为我们的使命。
And we must come to receive this responsibility from him and to be ours.
而你发现尼希米他不仅仅是一个在世界不属于世界的人。
And not only Nehemiah lived in the world and he's not of the world,
他是整个都为了神家都有心里面都有预备有计划的一个人。
But then towards the house of the Lord, he always prepared himself and execute a plan.
那天当王一问他说你要什么？
So at that time when the king asked him, what do you want?
他马上就能够说出来他要什么。
And he was able to say clearly what he exactly he want.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们能够说得出来你为神家在求什么吗？
And can we clearly state to anyone, what are you asking for the house of the Lord?
我们如果现在脑筋想一个 picture, 如果是那个王或是那个总统突然来问我们，你要为神的国神的家求什么，让我知道。
And imagine if a president or a king come before us and ask us, what do you ask for the house of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们里面现在有没有答案？
And do we have an answer prepared?
在我们为教会为神家祷告的时候，到底我们在祷告什么？
And exactly what are we praying for the house and his church?
弟兄姊妹，尼希米是一个非常在主的面前有准备的一个人。
And Nehemiah prepared himself well.
我们里面不仅仅有准备，我们预备好了要采取具体的行动。
And furthermore, we not only prepare ourselves, but we must have an executable plan.
所以我希望我们在座每一个在神家服事的人，我们都要对着我们的服事有这样子的使命感。
And so I hope for everyone who serves in this church that we must receive this mission from the Lord.
别人问我们的时候，你在这个服事上，你在做什么？你要怎么做？我们能够讲得出来。
If anybody asks us, what do you want? How are you serving? And what is your plan in your service? We must be able to say it.
在中国对日本抗战的时候
，At a time when China is fighting the Japanese.
那时候蒋介石先生派了一个人到外国去当大使去。
And Mr. Chiang Kai-shek has sent a person to be ambassador to France.
这个人在出发之前特别来拜会蒋主席。
And before he depart from the country, and he come to greet Mr. Chiang.
蒋介石先生就问他。
And so Mr. Chiang asked him.
他说：“你到某某国家去的时候，你有没有什么计划？有没有什么准备
？”And if you go to that country, what is your plan, and what have you been preparing?
啊，立刻非常尊敬的，请主席指教。
And immediately he just stand before the chairman and say, "Please show me."
后来谈一谈以后，蒋介石就问他：“当你碰到这个问题的时候，你准备怎么应付
？”And the conversation goes, and when the chairman asked him, then if you encounter this problem, how would you deal with it？
啊，又是立刻毕恭毕敬的，请主席指教。
And then he stand solemnly before the chairman and say, "Please instruct me."
在这个谈话里面，第三次当他说到请主席指教的时候
，And the third time in the conversation when he said, "Please show me, chairman."
蒋介石先生非常严厉的对他说。
And Mr. Chen solemnly told him,
他说你要派去的国家，日本派去的那个大使是一个非常聪明、非常积极的一个人。
And you know that the ambassador that is sent by Japan is a very aggressive and a clever man.
你毫无准备，你怎么样去跟他应付？
But then if you did not prepare yourself, how can you deal with the situation?
我人在重庆，你远在外国，你岂能事事来请我指示？
And I am in Chongqing, China, and then you are far away, then how can you always ask me for instruction?
啊，当场撤掉他大使的职位。
And immediately he removed his ambassadorship.
啊，所有行李都准备好了，机票、船票都买好了。
And that person has prepared everything and the transportation and packed.
一个辞职的谈话，不是一个告别的谈话，他被 fire。
But then he was fired by that farewell encountering.
弟兄姊妹，如果人家问你，你的小组或者你所侍奉的这个组到底在做什么
？But if anyone come to ask you, what are you doing in your small group or your service group?
到底你正在做或准备做什么，能够让它变得更好？我们讲得出来吗
？And what are you doing? And what have you prepared to do? Can we say it?
如果王突然问我们，或者主耶稣突然问我们，你到底为神家要求什么？
And if a king or our Lord Jesus come to ask us suddenly, what have you prepared to do for God's house?
我们有没有具体的计划和负担在我们的里面
？And do we have a solid plan that we want to execute?
到底你为你的家庭在求什么
？And what are you asking for your family?
不要那么笼统的说，神啊，求你祝福我的家。
And don't just so generally asking the Lord to bless your house.
到底我们知不知道我们要怎么样子让我的家能够在主的面前更健康、更蒙福
？But do we understand what is our house needs so that the Lord can bless it more thoroughly?
到底我们要求什么
What are we asking for before God?
当王问他你要什么，你要去多久，他通通清清楚楚地讲得出来。
And when the king asked him, what do you want and how you want and how long, and he could clearly state them.
他不仅仅停在这里，他更积极地主动向王要多要东西。
And he not only just replied the answer, but he even made requests before the king.
他求王派马兵送他回去，让他这个计划不受干扰。
And he asked the king to usher him with the army.
他不能容忍神的百姓继续受羞辱遭大难。
And because he would not want the people of the Lord to suffer one more day.
他为神家求好处，他求王赐下建殿的材料。
And he asked the best for God's house, and he asked the king for the material to build the temple.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要神家需要这样子的器皿。
Brothers and sisters, how we need such vessels in the house of God.
我们整个的眼光跟祷告不再是 self-centered, 绕着自己。
And so that our prayers and our desires no longer for ourselves.
我们能够为着旁边的人，能够为着神家，为着神的国度来祷告。
Start noticing the people around you and notice the need of the house of God and pray for them.
啊，第二个，他对神家有第一手的。
And secondly, we know that he has a first-hand knowledge of God's house.
我上礼拜说过，这第一手的了解不是为了让他起来批评责备人。
And last time we talked about that the first-hand knowledge of it is not causing him to be more boastful and to rebuke others.
对神家的情况有第一手的了解，因为我们要挽回，我们要防止仇敌的破坏。
But if one has the first-hand knowledge, then he must be the first one to repair and to prevent the attack of the enemy.
有第一手的了解，让我们知道跟神的心意还差多远，我们刚如何。
If we have the first-hand knowledge, then we know that how far it is from us to attain to the God's purpose on us.
所以他们夜间起来，一同来查看城墙被毁坏的情
形。 So the co-workers rise up with Nehemiah to go examine the conditions of the walls that is destructive.
当别人在夜间休息的时候，
And when other people are rested at the night,
却有一般人放下了自己最合法的权利和享受。
There's a group of people who lay down their own personal rights and the enjoyment.
他们一个城门一个城门的来查看。
And they would go from gate to gate to examine the conditions.
让他们能够了解神家真正的情形是什么。
In order to gain the first-hand knowledge of the God's house.
弟兄姊妹，他不仅仅外面看城墙被坏的情形。
Not only they look at the physical external conditions.
我刚才说十三章我们没有空去读，在这里他也看见神家侍奉失败跟破口的情形。
And but then we know from chapter 13 of Nehemiah that they know the condition, the spiritual conditions of the destructions of God's house.
那你一再讲到尼希米见到什么，他就怎样。
And but then we read the passage and we realize whatever Nehemiah see, and then he will.
他看见了，他就采取行动来弥补。来挽回。
And because he have seen, then he will take steps to repair and to reconcile.
弟兄姊妹，这是对神家一个平衡的了解。
And that is a balanced understanding of what we must do in God's house.
对外面的情形了解，对里面的情形他也了解。
And we begin to know the external conditions, but also the inside conditions of people.
用我们矽谷的江湖话，就是硬体、软体，他都了解。
And to quote from what we commonly use here in Silicon Valley, we understand the software and the hardware.
啊，用文学家的讲法，就是外在美、内在美，他都去注意。
The scholars will always say the inner beauty. And the outer beauty.
这是一个平衡的认识。
And that is a balanced life.
有一个先生有一次夸他太太，他说：“你虽然不算十全十美，至少也有八美，不错了。”
One time, a husband was praising his wife. Although you are not 10 out of 10 perfect, but then 8 out of 10 is not too bad.
他太太一方面很高兴，这女人永远不会满足他，他就缠他：“我到底还有哪两个地方？”
And the wife was rather happy, but then she was so curious, and what are the 2 out of 10 that I'm not so good?
一个是内在美，一个是外在美。
And then the husband finally told him, your inner beauty and your outer beauty need some work.
还好我们中间没有这样子的弟兄。
Lucky for us, we don't have people like that among us.
那弟兄姊妹，他对神家有第一手的了解。
But then the people who must obtain the first-hand knowledge of God's house.
不是为了批评，不是为了论断，不是为了责备。
Not for criticize, not for judge, but not for rebuking.
那是为了要把神儿女们带到神要我们该有的情形。
But our one purpose is to bring the people of God to the right conditions before God.
上个礼拜我很感谢主，我不用讲道。
And last week I was so thankful that I don't need to preach.
我又不需要到外地去，所以我有机会在这里每一个教室都去看一下。
And then I also can afford the time to go around the building to look at every meeting.
我虽然不是尼希米夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
Although I cannot compare myself with Nehemiah to rise up at night time to examine the condition.
但是我难得有机会去坐到后面。
But I obtained that rare opportunity and I sat at the back.
我有机会去每个教室看一下。
And then I went to every classroom to visit.
先讲好话。
I will say something good about ourselves.
我们的主日学太好了。
Our Sunday schools are so good.
我看着这么多间教室，很多老师们都不知道我在看他们。
And I looked into the classroom, and many teachers would not realize that did not know that I was watching them.
他们讲的真生动啊。
And their presentation was so lively.
比手画脚，整个的表情、感情都在他讲的里面。
With actions and facial expressions and the tones of voice, they are expressing themselves.
我不能再讲了，再讲下礼拜你们都不在这，都跑去听他们讲去。
I cannot give too much commercial, otherwise everyone wants to go look at them.
我们的老师太好了。
But our teachers are so excellent.
然后我们的招待，我们的商team预备的都很好。
And our ushers, the sound teams, they all worked faithfully.
虽然我听中文听得懂，但是我也戴着耳机听听看。
And although I can understand Chinese, but I also put on a earphone to listen to the interpretation.
音响的效果也好，翻译也好。
And the effect of the sound was good, and the interpretation was good also.
非常感谢主。
And I was so thankful to the Lord.
以下该来的就是要来了啊。
And then what follows must come.
我们也发现到一些问题。
And we also found out some problems.
第一个坐在后面的弟兄姊妹不爱唱歌。
And first of all, the people who are sitting at the back do not like to open their mouth to sing.
还有好几个从前是当诗班的，你不是一歌声不好听，懒得唱。
And I even discovered choir members sitting in the back that they could sing, but they were lazy to sing.
弟兄姊妹，唱诗是向神去的。
And we must realize singing hymn is towards the Lord.
你们上礼拜有没有听到后面有一个人拉开嗓门大声唱啊？
And did you discover someone from the back last week that who sang out loud so suddenly?
Yes, me.
Because that was me.
我都不好意思，旁边人好像都在看我，哪里来的一个人这么大声在那后面
？And I was rather embarrassed by my singing out alone aloud.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的跟唱诗的在后面的 quality 需要加强。
And the quality of our prayers and singing hymns must increase at the back.
太少人祷告，太少人开口。
And too few people pray and too few people open their mouth.
那第二个，我们迟到的情形还是非常的严重。
And secondly, our conditions of being late continue to be bad.
弟兄姊妹，嘴巴称他为神，心里相信他为神，就让我们的生活证明他真是神。
And brothers and sisters, we must remember if our mouth confess that he is God and our hearts honor him as God, then our action must also prove it.
我们是来朝见神，弟兄姊妹。
For we are come to meet God.
我们去见老板，去见地上的政要，我们怎么会这样子拖拖拉拉的来呢？
And if we are to see our own employer or the officials of the world, then we won't be late like that.
我们求神帮助我们在这个点上有真正的突破。
And we must ask the Lord to help us to break through this condition.
不要以为这只是一件外面的事情。
And don't count this as just something minute.
常常是我们里面生命还有和神关系的一个最直接的表达。
But it is a true measure of our life and our relationship with the Lord.
当我们真爱一个人。
And if we truly love another person.
当我们真尊重一个人的时候。
Or to honor him.
我们决定不会用这样子的态度。
And we know that our attitude will be completely different.
我们求神帮助我们真的在这些事情上来进步。
And we must ask the Lord to help us to improve on such conditions.
侍奉是生命的发表，生命是侍奉的根基。
And our service is the expression of our life, and the service is also the life's foundation.
这两个如果 consistent 是一致的话，弟兄姊妹，我们的表里应该是一致的。
And if life and service is consistent, and we know that our inner being and outer being also is consistent.
我们永远向神认真，我们愿意把最好的来给他。
And how we want to be true to the Lord, and we want to give him our best.
那第三个是坐在外面的人太多了。
And the third thing that I discovered is that too many people were sitting outside of this meeting hall.
我后来知道上礼拜因为有特别原因，我发现外面坐的不止十个人坐在外面。
Then I found out later that because there were more than 10 people sitting at the back because of a good reason.
我们只需要最多一个。 最多两个招待在外面就够了。
But then we know that we only need one, at most two people at the outside to be ushers.
有些父母有特别的需要孩子的问题，我们希望能够专心听 speaker， 不是在外面聊天。
And if some parents have to take care of the children or infants outside because of some problems, then we still ask them to listen to the speakers and not just out.Stay out there to talk with others.
不然新来我们教会的人会吓一跳，哇，在中厅里面坐了十几个人。
Or else, the people who are new visiting our church will be shocked at looking at how come so many people just casually sitting outside.
而且在那边聊天，那这怎么是聚会呢？
And they just keep talking. And what kind of meeting is this?
有怎么样？我在说啊，我们需要对于我们自己的情形要有认识。
And I'm just saying that we must realize our real condition at this point.
目的是我们能够在神的面前能够更进步。
And the purpose is for us all to improve.
那第三，尼西米是一个能够传递使命、聚合神家属灵力量的一个领袖。
And thirdly, we know that Nehemiah is able to pass on the mission, and he is the leader able to channel the strength of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，他的回来跟没有回来，对神的百姓造成了这么大的不同。
And we know that it makes a big difference when he returned or not.
远在他回来之前，城墙被毁，城门就被毁，就被火焚烧了。
And a long time before he returned to the city, the city was destructed and the gates were burned.
百姓遭大难，受凌辱，是一直一种的生活的情形。
And the people were suffered and were put to shame, and it was the regular life there.
但是稀奇的是，在耶路撒冷居然没有人起来做这件事情。
But amazingly, Jerusalem, nobody rise up from Jerusalem to do something about it.
我相信在耶路撒冷不是没有爱神的人。
And I believe that there are people who love the Lord in Jerusalem.
我相信在耶路撒冷不是没有人心里面为着神家忧心痛苦。
And I believe that there are people who really cared and weep for the city of Jerusalem.
但是在这里就缺了一个人起来把这些力量全部聚合起来。
But then somehow there is lacking of a person who is able enough to rise up to do something about it.
能够产生一股力量，能够把神家的见证恢复起来。
And so that he can be the first one to lead on a force to build up the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，尼西米回来花了52天。
And Nehemiah returned and he spent 52 days.
把整个耶路撒冷的城墙重新恢复起来。
And immediately he rebuilt all the gates of the city of Jerusalem.
从今其中没有破裂之处，仇敌进不来。
And he rebuilt the city, the gates of the city wall, and he rebuilt everything.
跟从前仇敌自由进出来伤害。来杀害来羞辱神的百姓，那是一个何等大的不同。
And he made such a big difference from the time that when the enemy could casually walk in and out to destroy them.
就因着尼西米回来了。
Just because Nehemiah had come to make a difference.
弟兄姊妹，他在神家里面产生了大的影响力。
Oh, he was a great influential force in the house of God.
他能够在这里看完城墙被毁坏的情形以后，他能够把使命传递出来。
And he could take one look at the conditions of the destruction of the city wall, and he could pass on the mission.
他说起来，让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
And he will call to the people, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be reproached.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一句话就能够叫神的百姓起来的。
And it is not just one saying only.
我们讲100遍都没有用的，对不对？
And people like us, we keep on repeating more than 100 times and it was useful.
所以不是那句话叫神百姓起来，而是这个人让神的百姓起来了。
And so we know it is not just that phrase that he gave was so outstanding, but it's the person.
今天很多的教会跟别的教会学各样教会增长的秘诀。
And today many churches are learning from other churches how to build up the church.
我不是说这个不好，我们都应该谦卑受教。
And I'm not saying this is not good. We must be humble enough to learn from others.
我自己是一个常常去读别的教会增长秘诀的一个人。
And I'm the one who will often read up on other people and how they are doing the work for the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，真正能够产生祝福跟行动的，还是在生命，还是在人的里面。
But the one who can truly born of action and blessings and must have the right life before the Lord.
尼西米是一个能够使人都起来的人。
And Nehemiah was a leader who was able to cause other people to rise up.
你心里是一个能够动员神儿女们 mobilize each member there.
And Nehemiah can mobilize each member.
他叫每一个家对着自己的前面来重建城墙。
And he could call people to rise up each in his own house and to face the gates and the wall to rebuild.
他也是一个能够使人全力以赴的人，能够从早晨到星宿出现，都在这里致力于。
And is also able to motivate people from the dawn to the star to the star appeared to work with all their might.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为着神家、神的国度，求有这样子的器皿出现。
And we must continue to ask the Lord for the God's house to have some people like that to appear.
我太知道我自己不是这样子的人。
And I know that I'm not such people.
但是从另外一个角度来说，
But on the other hand,
在座你我每一个人，我们也都应该是这样子的人。
And we know you and I must take and must learn from this and be such people.
因为我曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我们每一个人都有影响力。
And I have shared this with you before that each one of us has an influence on others.
不管你知道也好，不知道也好。
And regardless if you know it or not,
你我都在影响别人。
You and I are constantly influencing others.
不管是正面的也好，反面的也好，你我都在影响别人。
Whether they are something positive or negative, we are continuously influencing others.
所以为什么主耶稣说你们是世上的光和世上的盐？
And that is why the Lord often reminds us that we are the salt and the light of the world.
在一个全黑的房间，再微弱的光都对这个房间产生了影响。
And if we are in a completely pitch dark room, and we know that even the weakest light will cause the room to shine a little brighter.
盐虽然微不足道，甚至不太值钱。
And although salt is counted as nothing, it's not worth much.
它融化在液体，在食物的里面，更看不见它。
And it can so easily dissolve in liquid, and no one can detect it.
但是它一定带来影响力。
But then it always carries an influence of.Influence it with it.
啊，防止它腐败，它给它带来的味道。
And it could bring flavor and also prevent the perish.
所以神说我们，主耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
And so therefore the Lord talked about that we are the salt of the world.
我们应该让人平淡的人生产生味道。
And we could add flavor to other people's ordinary life.
我们应该像盐一样防止罪恶的侵蚀。
And we were like salt that can prevent the corruption of sins among us.
让这么多人被我们这些盐盐巴腌了五年十年，居然还是淡而无味。
So many people are close to us, and they are still tasteless.
又是家人信主了二十年、三十年，他还是不信不动。
And for me, I've believed in the Lord for 20, 30 years, but then the family is still not saved.
弟兄姊妹，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸？
But then if salt had lost its flavor, and how can it have taste again?
我们每一个人都要有影响力啊。
And we must always carry an influence.
不要像徐志摩那么虚，那么潇洒。
And do not be as carefree as 徐志摩。
我悄悄地来，悄悄地走。
And just stealthily come and secretly go.
我挥挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩。
And just drift away, not carrying a cloud.
保罗是一进城，这全城轰动了。
But when Paul entered into a city, the whole city is in turmoil.
那些告他的人都说这些人是搅乱天下的人。
And even those who are accusing them and talked about them as stirring up the world.
他们是说 turn the world upside down 的人。
Yes.They are.
还说这些人是像有瘟疫的人一样。
And I'll also talk about them as a plague.
弟兄姊妹，他们到哪里去就把别人传染了。
And wherever they go, they carry an influence.
所以一方面我们求神能够兴起像尼希米、以斯拉这样子的器皿。
So on one hand, we ask the Lord to raise up people like Ezra and Nehemiah among us.
他们真是能够把那个分散神家的力量能够聚合起来。
And they can cause the scatteredness of God's house to combine as one.
啊，那样子的有蓝图，知道神的心意，把神百姓带向神的心意。
That they truly have a blueprint in their heart to bring all people into executable plan of God.
但是另外一方面，你我都应该像尼希米一样带着影响力。
And on the other hand, we not only we ask for such people, you and I should know that we carry an influence for others.
他是一个能够使平凡的职责或工作上赋予生命和使命的一个人。
And he can cause the ordinary service and the bland life to be meaningful.
他能够使跟他一起同工、一起生活的人，能够在这里一起 在他的里面把他的火点起来。
And he could kindle a flame among his co-workers and all those who were living around them.
他能够把这一切分散的力量能够聚合起来，成为一股不容忽视的力量。
These people can also collect the strength of God's house and to be a power to execute God's plan.
我希望我们在座所有当小组长的人。
And I really hope for all those who are small group leaders in this church.
我们要带着使命把火把点燃在我们的小组里面。
Let us all carry a mission and to kindle a flame in each of our small groups.
我们所有侍奉的 leader 们，我们也要带着使命。
And every service leader must carry a mission as well.
让这些外表看起来只是一些平凡的工作的，我们赋予他们使命感。
And so that everything that we do in the house is no longer bland but comes with a mission.
整洁不是只有整洁而已。
Not only we do service cleaning up,
总结是一个生命的发表。
But cleaning up in the expression of God's life.
整洁是我们一个生命一个真实的一个表现。
And to clean up and to live out the life of Christ.
每一件事情我们都赋予它深深的使命。
And so that each service we do in God's house will come with a mission.
那第四件事情它是一个深知到仇敌诡计。而警醒谨守的勇士。
And fourthly, we know that Nehemiah clearly knows the enemy's schemes, and he is always alert and a stable warrior.
这个我们在上一次已经讲过了。
And I talked about this last time.
无论是威胁、是利诱、是仇敌的老路，或是妥协，他通通不上当。
And he will not be tricked into taking the threat and the compromise and the attack of the enemies.
仇敌攻击他也好，仇敌称赞他也好。
And whether the enemy is attacking him or praising him.
仇敌威胁他也好，或者来跟他求和，他通通都不上仇敌的轨道。
Or the enemy sometimes come threaten him or to make compromise with him, and he will not take any of his trick.
因为他是一个警醒的人。
And because Nehemiah is an alert person.
他完全知道仇敌的诡计。
And he knows completely the schemes of the enemy.
他不给仇敌留任何的地步。
And he will not leave the enemy a step to take.
同样的，他是一个祷告的人。
And also he is a prayer warrior.
借着祷告，他这么清楚知道仇敌的脚踪和仇敌的作为。
And through prayers, he knows from the Lord how the enemy is attacking and working towards him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣把这两个特点集合在他克西马尼园对门徒们最后的提醒。
And our Lord Jesus has put these two characteristics combined and in the reminders that he had for his disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane.
在马太福音26章，主耶稣说：“你们总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
In Matthew chapter 21, the Lord Jesus admonished his disciples that you must stay alert unless you've fallen asleep and enter into temptation.
上个礼拜，顾弟兄在这里跟我们讲，我们希望成为一个祷告的教会。
And last week, Brother Koo is talking about how we desire to be a praying church.
弟兄姊妹，一个有祷告的教会跟一个祷告的教会是几乎天跟地的不同。
And a praying church and a church who prays are almost the difference of heaven and earth.
有什么一个祷告的教会，他们每一件事情，他们的生活，他们圣经里面 building 的一个 character 就是他们要来向天上的神呼求。
And a praying church is that the built-in character within everyone who prays in the praying church is that they are connected to God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们中间的祷告不够。
And I often feel that we do not pray enough in this church.
我已经非常感谢主，我上个礼拜到 Campbell 去聚会，他们每一个组员都开口祷告。
And I'm so thankful that last time I went to Campbell's meeting and every group member were praying in the meeting.
我前天到 Sunnyvale 去，他们也是每一个人都开口祷告。
And a couple days ago I went to Sunnyvale small group meetings and every one of them also opened their mouth to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前，我们的口开不出来， is something wrong.
But if we ever come before the Lord and we cannot open our mouth to pray, then there is something wrong.
我们需要在主的面前是一个常常祷告的人。
And we must be a person who continuously pray before the Lord.
我7月12号这个在东岸华盛顿 DC 那里有四个州十几个教会请我过去有一个夏令会。
And in July, starting July 12, and I was invited to by more than 10 churches.For a conference and to be a speaker there.
负责的弟兄陈弟兄前两天打电话给我。
And the responsible, the conference coordinator, Brother Chen, had called me a couple days ago.
他说他们在开筹备会的时候，他们都已经交通好了。
And then they said they had decided in their service meeting.
他们从六月十二号，就是开始聚会前一个月。
that starting June 12, exactly a month before the conference,
他们每一天至少有三个人为这个聚会，为着我的身体进食祷告。
And they have designated at least 3 people per day to pray for this meeting and pray for my health.
弟兄姊妹，我心里面非常的感动。
And I was greatly moved by them.
特别说，余弟兄，请你也告诉你们教会的弟兄姊妹，也为这个聚会祷告。
And he specially asked me to remind our group members here.To pray for such meetings. And they talked about how they desire the Lord's and the Holy Spirit's blessings on the East Coast.
弟兄姊妹，我常常听到很多的弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
And I often hear many people prayed for me.
我非常谢谢你们。
And I'm thankful.
其实今天早上会前祷告的时候，我一开口祷告，我就想完了，我今天大概不能讲道了。
And even this morning, and when I wanted to open my mouth to pray, and I thought.Perhaps I cannot preach today.
因为我一讲话，我就整个后脑的血管就在这边一直震动，痛得不得了。
And because when I opened my mouth, then immediately the back of my neck, the blood vessel was throbbing and causing me much pain.
在薄饼聚会，我今天虽然绕不到开口祷告。
And so in the breaking of bread meeting today, though I did not get a chance to put in my prayers.
但是我心里面却非常非常的享受主。
But I was so enjoying the meeting and before the Lord.
我跟主说，主不让仇敌拦阻我们。
And I asked the Lord, don't let the enemy stop me from moving forth.
所以，even 我现在在讲话，我的后脑一直在打鼓。
And even while I'm speaking now, and my head is throbbing right now.
我非常谢谢，我常常到国内去，或是到台湾到外地去，他们都告诉我们，他们有时候几个月前就为这个聚会祷告。
And I'm so thankful that wherever I visited, many people from everywhere they talked about how they have supported me and the meetings with prayers.
我跟 Nancy 在家，我们也常常都一起祷告。
And Nancy and I at home, we often pray together.
因为我们知道仇敌的诡计无孔不入。
And because we know that the enemy's trickery will enter into every hole.
他可以借着我们的身体可以打倒我们。
And they can knock us down through our body.
我常常跟 Nancy 说，我不知道我还可以讲到多久。
And I often tell Nancy, and I do not know how much I can preach on.
但是我何等希望剩下的时间能够在主的面前都能够把最好的来给他。
But whatever time I have left, I desire to give my best to the Lord.
我们可能被一个失败、一个跌倒、一个软弱突然打倒了。
And perhaps we will be struck down by a failure, a weakness.
我们看到这么多属灵的领袖，他们也曾经跌倒了。
And we see so many spiritual leaders, they had also fallen.
我也看到有些教会的领袖被人毁谤，被人伤害，他们被打倒了。
And we saw some people were struck down by the words of other people.
他们甚至有人把不同的照片兜起来在这里诬告他。
And or even puts on some false accusation towards those leaders.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神家里面，我们要起来为着神家守望跟祷告。
But then we must rise up and to watch after God's house.
要为着自己的家、自己的小组要祷告。
And likewise for our own house and for the small groups we are in.
要为着教会、神的国度祷告。
And we must pray for His church and God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，主告诉我们，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And the Lord is reminding us that we must pray and stay alert, and lest we will fall into temptation.
一个祷告的教会这么自然，大家就聚在一起，就想开口祷告。
And a praying church, it will naturally collect together in prayers.
他们为着神，为着神的旨意来祷告。
And they will pray for the Lord and for God's will to be done.
他们可以一起借着祷告来亲近神。
And they would draw near to the Lord through their common prayers.
所以我们列今年的五个大目标里面，特别把成为一个祷告的教会放进去。
And so one of the five great objectives of our church today is to be a praying church.
我们知道我们离成为一个祷告的教会还差得远。
And we know we are still a distance off from being a praying church.
那我们求神帮助我们。
And we still ask the Lord to help us.
最后他是一个怕神不怕人的人。
And then we know that Nehemiah is a person who feared God and not man.
他是一个专心讨神喜悦的一个神的仆人。
And he wholeheartedly only wants to please the Lord.
如果我们去读十三章，我们都会非常的佩服他。
And if we read chapter 13, then we will really highly respect Nehemiah.
他可以把祭司的亲家不应该占着圣殿的房子，他把他的家具全部丢出去。
And he would go into a priest's house and to cast away the relatives of the priest and all his furniture to be outside of the temple.
他看见利未人因为神家神儿女们没有奉献没有供应他们，让他们不能够在神家供职。 他就起来责备神的百姓。
And he sees the Levites that did not get their portion from the people of the Israel, and then they, he will rise up to rebuke them so that the Levites could restore their office.
他发现神的百姓不照着神的命令守安息日，他起来警戒神的百姓。
And he will give warning when the people of Israel did not keep the Sabbath.
他斥责犹大的贵胄。
And he will rebuild the noblemen of Judah.
当他发现神的儿女们居然跟外邦人结婚的时候，他起来骂他们，甚至打他们。
And he would come to strike those who enter intermarriage with the Gentiles.
甚至拔了他们的头发。
And even pull out some of their hair.
弟兄姊妹，我如果拔你头发，你大概把我拔光光。
And if I try to pull your hair out, then perhaps you will attack me too.
那尼希米做得了这件事情，我们做不来。
And Nehemiah had done so, but it's not for us to do, like physically.
因为他是一个怕神不怕人的。
But then Nehemiah could do it because he feared God and not man.
弟兄姊妹，光不怕人没什么了不起啊，强盗也不怕人。
And it is not too much to just not fear of man. We know the robbers, they are not fearful of man.
你要能够怕神。然后不怕人。
But we must learn to fear God and then not man.
所以箴言开头说的敬畏耶和华是知识或智慧的开端。
So the beginning of prophets talk about the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
而到后面结束的时候，他就惧怕人的陷入网罗。
And then at the end it talk about that those who fear man will enter into snares.
唯有依靠耶和华的必得安稳。
Those who trusted in the Lord will be comforted.
弟兄姊妹，因着我们怕神，怕伤他的心。怕得罪他。
And because we fear God, we fear to hurt his heart and to offend him.
我们能够不妥协的，我们在这里不怕人。
Then we desire not a compromise with men and therefore not fearing men.
如果我们也是一个不怕神的人，弟兄姊妹，你不怕人就没有什么了不起了。
But if we do not fear God, then it is not much if you don't fear men.
听说宋尚杰博士讲道的时候，决定不喜欢人在底下起来走动或者迟到。
And we heard about Dr. John Song when he preached and he does not like anybody to walk around or stand up.
有人走动他拍桌子他就骂。
And if anybody would stand up, then he would slap on the table and yell at them.
他甚至气得就下讲台我不讲了。
And he would even be so mad and say, I won't speak to you anymore.
教会的传道人长老都来说对不起对不起我们错了请你再回去。
And then the elders and the minister of the church would say, oh, I'm really sorry and please preach on.
那弟兄姊妹也觉得亏欠会在主人面前认错悔改。
And so many brothers and sisters felt that they have shortchanged the servant of God and they repented.
所以有一次有一个连长的神的仆人跟我们讲他说他看到一个年轻人想学宋尚杰。
And then one time, one of the elder brothers talked about that he saw another young man wanted to be like John Song.
他也是看别人在底下走动，他一气，我不讲了，他就下台了。
And he saw other people also were walking about, and he say, and slap on the pulpit and say, I'm not speaking to you anymore.
弟兄姊妹高兴得不得了，全部就散会了。
So immediately everyone was so happy, and they just left the meeting place.
弟兄姊妹要怕神，我们就不怕人，就有价值。
And then if we truly learn to fear God and not man, then we have value.
因为我们在乎的是神的心意。
For we are mindful of God's will.
那弟兄姊妹，我们实在没有时间多去讲尼希米的情形。
And we do not have time much longer to talk about the conditions of Nehemiah.
所以保罗也劝我们，他说我劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人。
And therefore, Paul also admonishes us that I would like you to remind those who do not keep the rules.
勉励灰心的人。
And to encourage those who are disheartened.
扶助软弱的人。
And to help those who are weak.
也要向众人忍耐。
And you must be patient towards many.
弟兄姊妹，对伤害神家、伤害神儿女的，我们决定要勇敢。
And towards those who are hurting God's house and hurting God's children, we must be brave.
但是对软弱、灰心甚至失望的神的儿女们，我们要有爱，要扶持。
But to those who are weak and hopeless and disheartened, then we must help them and protect them.
最后我们发现尼希米这样子恢复之后
，And at the end, when we see how Nehemiah had restored such an order in God's house,
我们看见了一点复兴的小局面。
And then we see a manifestation of a small revival.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这个复兴的局面不是一个大场面的复兴
，And though the revival was not a tremendous one,
但是跟尼希米回来之前已经是一个何等大的不同。
But it was such improvement before from the time Nehemiah returned.
他们从遭大难受凌辱变成众民在那里欢唱，在那里赞美。
From the great sufferings and shame, and to the people who are greatly rejoiced and sing songs.
他们从仇敌可以自由的进出来伤害他们， 变成找不到空隙可以进来。
And from the time when enemies can walk in and out to the time that enemies can no longer find a crack to enter.
他们从在那里犯罪没有感觉，随便跟外邦人结婚，到他们披麻蒙灰在主面前认罪悔改。那是一个何等大的不同。
And what a great difference it is then for the people of God that from the time they sin casually and intermarry with Gentiles without feelings to the time they fear the Lord and not men.
从他们个人自顾家园到他们甘心起来奉献，何等大的不同。
From their selfishness towards their own household and to the time they willingly offer to the Lord. And what a great difference.
从他们不知道神的旨意是什么到最后他们这么爱慕神的旨意。
From their ignorance of God's will to the time they know God's will and love Him.
他们听见以斯拉在那里念神的话，他们的心欢喜，他们的心也难过。
And when they hear Ezra was reciting the Bible, their heart rejoiced but also ached.
为了简单讲，一个真正个人、家庭或教会得到复兴的时候，
And simply put, if anyone desires for himself and his family and church to be revived,
在他身上的第一个现象就是他悔改，脱离罪恶，归向神。
And the first manifestation that he must carry with him is that he repents.And to be far away from sin.
在他身上第二个特点，他愿意把自己更新奉献在神的面前。
And the second characteristic is that he will consecrate himself anew and give himself to the Lord.
所以祭坛恢复了。
And so the altar may be restored.
奉献也恢复了。
And the offerings and sacrifice will be placed on.
第三个特点，他们爱慕主的话。
And thirdly, they must begin to love God's words.
为什么爱慕主的话呢？
And why must one love God's words?
因为他们乐意来照着主的话行，想要讨神喜悦。
For then they are willing to obey every commandment of the Lord in order to please Him.
我们里面如果得到复兴，一定会有这样子的现象。
And if we have obtained a revival from the Lord, these are the steps we go through.
你就是喜欢读主的话吗？
Yes, we do love to read God's word.
你喜欢照着神的话来行，来讨神喜悦。
For we desire to do according to the words of God to please Him.
而第四，我们愿意起来侍奉神，来照着神的心意来满足神。
And fourthly, we want to rise up to serve Him and to please Him to satisfy His will.
弟兄姊妹，这十二讲的信息我就要停在这里。
And the 12 sessions of this series I will end here.
我在题目上特别出了一个题目。到底对我们个人、家庭和我们的侍奉有没有带来任何的改变？
And I have asked a specific question at the end. Does this message really cause a change in our personal life, our family, and our service in church?
如果这些信息没有在我们里面产生任何的改变，
And if these messages did not cause a change in us,
我这个讲员要在主面前悔改，
Then this speaker before the Lord must repent.
您也一样需要在主的面前悔改。
And you also must repent before the Lord.
因为当神要用人说话的时候，他用驴子都可以对我们说话。
And because we know if the Lord desires to speak, He can even use a donkey to speak to men.
我们实在求神把那个能听受教的耳朵赐给我们。
And we truly ask the Lord to give us a heart and an ear that is able to hear.
让我们从一切被掳的光景回来。
So that we can return from all conditions of captivity.
我们重建圣殿，说到恢复了生活的秩序，让主居首位。
To rebuild the temple talks about we must restore the spiritual orders in our lives and to let God to be first.
重建圣殿，说到恢复我们生活的目的，我们是为了要来荣耀神。
To rebuild the temple talks about we reestablish our purpose of life in order to glorify God.
以斯拉重新恢复了圣言的地位和他的功用。是让我们看见我们生活的依靠和准神在于神的话。
And Ezra has established the place of the temple so that we must once again to reveal God's order and God's words.
而尼希米为我们回来恢复了城墙。
And Nehemiah returned to rebuild the city walls.
让我们看见我们需要过一个有保护、有城墙的生活。
And so that we must see that we must live in the protection of the city wall.And with the life of city walls.
我们需要活在圣灵的里面，在主里面来过生活。
And we must live in the Holy Spirit and to live before the Lord.
因为城墙为我们划定的界限，也给我们划定的范围。
And for the city wall has defined the boundaries and also give us a definition, a dominion to live in.
诗篇里面大卫说，神爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And Dave, in the book of Psalms, David has said that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
但愿所有被耶和华所救赎的都归回歌唱来到锡安。
May everyone who is redeemed by the Lord will return and to come towards Zion with songs.
因为锡安是神的心爱，是神的见证。
And for Zion is the love of God's heart and His testimony.
当我们这样子过生活的时候，
and if we live by such a desire,
圣经上说永乐要归到他们的头上，
and the Bible talks about that eternal joy will be upon their head.
所有的忧愁叹息都要逃避，
and all the sorrows and grievances will disperse.
我们最后站起来唱537首，我们只唱第一节。
And lastly, let us stand to sing Him.537, we'll only sing stanza one.
I
圣洁弟兄们，
for the Lord has called us to be the heavenly holy brothers,
要带领我们向着锡安而去，
and He will lead us on to Zion.
我们的王在那里要掌权，
and our King shall reign there.
我们的王在那里要永远跟我们同在，
and our King shall be abide with us there forever.
让我们每一个人都脱离被掳的情形，
and so that each of us be far away from captivity.
我们都歌唱来到锡安。
May sing songs in Zion.
我们一起有祷告。
Let's pray.
在你宝座的面前。
Lord, this morning we bowed our heads before your throne.
主，我们的心要来敬拜您。
Our hearts worship you.
因为你是用永远的爱爱我们。
For you have loved us with eternal love.
这个不肯放我们的爱，今天仍然在看守带领着我们。
And we know this love that will never let us go, it will continue to keep us in you.
但是主，我们也知道你是那位得胜、永远不妥协的神。
And we know you are the victorious one, and you will never compromise.
你有一个永远不失败的旨意要完成。
And your eternal purpose never fails.
你历世历代都在那里呼召人起来答应这个召。
From all generations, there are always people rise up to answer your calling.
凡是愿意蒙召答应你的，都要成为你的同工。
And each one who is answering your calling shall become God's co-workers.
哦，主耶稣啊，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
你还把生命气息还留在我们的身上。
And now you still give us life and breath of air in our nose.
你要让我们还有时间。起来归向你。
You still allow us time to return to you.
你要让我们还有机会起来靠着你来胜过这一切。
You're still giving us chance to by your strength that we can overcome all weaknesses.
让你荣耀的旨意能够做成在我们的身上。
In order for your purpose eternally fulfilled in us.
哦，主耶稣，不要随便让我们过去。
Oh Lord Jesus, do not allow us casually pass by.
天地万物都在改变。
And everything is changing.
主啊，你和你的旨意永远不改变。
But you and your purpose never changes.
不让我们成为冷淡退后的人。
Do not allow us to fall behind and get cold.
不让我们成为在你旨意上软弱妥协的人。
Do not allow us to compromise your purpose.
帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
紧紧地抓住我们。
Lay hold of us firmly, Lord.
哦，主耶稣，让我们都起来爱你。
Help us to rise up to love you.
让我们都起来重建城墙。
So that we may all get up to build the city wall.
重建我们一切被仇敌曾经毁坏的。
And to rebuild everything that the enemy had destroyed before.
让我们能够照着你的心意来生活。
And help us to live by your will.
让我们照着你的心意来过我们的每一个日子。
And to live every day according to your purpose.
不管是我们身体上有软弱的。
And even when we are weak in the flesh.
不管是在我们的工作上碰到困难的。
Or we encounter difficulties in at work.
不管我们在家庭的生活里面有难处的。
Or even we encounter hardship in our family.
哦，主耶稣，不管这个难处是什么。
Whatever that problem may be in front of us.
你是我们奇妙的救主。
And you are our wonderful Savior.
你永远能释放我们。
You can always set us free.
你永远肯拯救我们。
You are always willing to save us.
我们求你今天早上都来释放我们。
Oh Lord Jesus, set us all free.
让我们从这一切的捆绑里面出来。
That we may be far away and be free from all this captivity.
让我们知道我们都是蒙了天召的子民。
And so that we all answer to your heavenly calling.
哦，有一座荣耀的城在等着我们。
Oh, this glorious city of God is waiting for us.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们都去了。
And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had all gone there.
哦，摩西、撒母耳、大卫他们都去了。
And Moses, Samuel, and David had all gone there.
主啊，历史历代的圣徒们也都到你那里去了。
And all the saints in the past had gone to you now.
他们永远不能完全，因为他们必须要等候我们。
Yet they are still not yet perfect because they are waiting for us, Lord.
主啊，兴起我们。
Oh Lord, raise up a people for you.
让我们里外都被你复兴。
And so that we can be revived within and without.
让我们成为你大能的子民。
Oh Lord, help us to be a mighty people in your strength.
让我们成为向着仇敌是一个勇敢的战士。
And so that we can be brave warriors for your kingdom before the enemy, Lord.
耶稣，帮助这个时代。
Oh Jesus, help this generation.
在你回来之前。
Before your second coming,
得到一些倾心爱你的人
obtain a group of people who loves you and loves you only,
得到一些为着你的旨意肯放下自己的人
obtain a group of people who will lay down themselves for your will,
得到一些忠心爱你侍奉你的人
and receive up a people who is faithfully love you and serve you,
祝福你的教会
bless your church,
恩待我们在座的每一个人
have mercy on everyone here,
恩待听到这篇信息的每一个人
have grace on everyone who received your message.
让我们都在基督里面成为一个新 新造的人
and so that we can all become this new creation in Christ.
让我们忘记背后，努力面前
and help us to forget the past and press on forward.
向着荣耀的标杆而去
and reaching towards the mark.
或生或死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大
Whether life or death, we want Christ to manifest through us, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.